Just one more game stands between the New England Patriots and their ninth Super Bowl appearance. The Pats play for the AFC Championship this coming Sunday, but not in front of the home crowd. They'll be in Denver to take on the Broncos, who defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday, 23-16. The Pats are on their way to the conference championship with their 27-20 win on Saturday over the Kansas City Chiefs. With us, as he is each Monday, is ESPNBoston.com's Mike Reese to talk about the game and look ahead. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. With all this snow, it must be football season.
Finally, it feels like football season, I think, and looks like it in some ways. Let's talk about the Patriots' win on Saturday. Just a fantastic-looking team in terms of how they performed on the field in many different ways, so different than the way they ended the regular season.
I guess we could sum it up this way. The Patriots are back. That's the team that the team's fans had come to know and hadn't seen as they lost four of their last six games leading into the playoffs. It was a reminder that momentum leading into the playoffs maybe is a little bit overrated.
It just seemed like everyone was sharper, even quarterback Tom Brady, who looked so intense and focused and right on, especially in the passing game.
And he was so emotional, wasn't he? That was what stood out to me at 38 years old, playing with the passion and exuberance of a rookie. And when you talk about them looking sort of like the way we knew them to be earlier in the season, the return of receiver Julian Edelman, who hadn't played since November 15th when he broke a bone in his left foot, was a huge difference for them on offense.
All right, on defense, they did give up 20 points to the Chiefs, so is there some concern there as they look forward to playing the Broncos?
There is, and the biggest concern for the Patriots on defense is on third down, where the Chiefs converted 60% of their chances. The Patriots actually defended 89 plays in this game, which is the most plays they've had to defend in any game this year, and Bill Belichick wants to see improvement on third down.
So they were working hard.
They were. They got taxed with some injuries. They had some key players leave that game. Their starting linebacker, Jamie Collins, left with a back injury in the third quarter, and the pass rusher, Chandler Jones, who made some news last week, left in the fourth quarter with what looks like a knee injury, so we'll have to keep an eye on the status of both those key players.
All right, so no word yet early in this week as to whether they're available to play in the AFC Championship game this coming Sunday.
No word yet, and the players are off today on Monday, and then they'll be in for meetings Tuesday. They won't have their first practice of the week until Wednesday. We'll have maybe a better idea at that time.
All right, Patriots lost to the Broncos in Denver in the regular season, so now they're back to the Mile High City to play the Broncos again this coming Sunday. The Broncos were without quarterback Peyton Manning back then. He is back in the lineup, but he seems fairly unspectacular. I hate to be negative on Peyton Manning, but he seemed actually a little lackluster yesterday in the Broncos' win.
That's right, and it's certainly not the Peyton Manning that people, you know, remember as he put up record-breaking numbers over his tremendous career, which started in 1999. And Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, the Chapter 17 is how they're going to dub this, because these two great rivals going back and forth. But while Tom Brady's playing at such a high level, Peyton Manning still looks like he's sort of hanging on at this point, but still so smart, Bob, that he can still win you games as long as you have other things around him to help him along the way.
And one of the things that helps him is the Broncos defense, which, while Manning may not be playing up to his past standards, the Broncos defense is very good.
They are very good, and what the Broncos do well, and they weren't able to do it against the Steelers in this divisional round, is when they can get ahead in games and they're playing at home, that stadium can be as loud as any stadium in the league, and Tom Brady knows that well. He's 2-6 lifetime in Denver, one of the one places that you can look at for him that he seems to struggle, so not a great history for the Patriots in this stadium.
So early on, as we look at this matchup almost a week out, is that the key, the Patriots offense versus the Broncos defense, and whoever comes out on top maybe wins?
Yes, and the key thing to look at is the big difference for the Patriots from this game coming coming up to the game they played against Denver on November 29th is that return of Julian Edelman. Just having him back, you can see the comfort level that Tom Brady has with him. He targeted him 16 times in this last game, which was easily a team high.
All right, much more on this, I'm sure, as the week goes on. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides analysis for us on WBUR on Monday mornings. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you, Bob.